Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping and reflecting upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that you would open your heart and your mind and your ears to God's word. I pray that you would allow the Spirit to work in your life, to allow this word to come into your life, be centered and rooted so that it may bring forth much fruit in your life and help you in your daily walk with Jesus. Now we begin in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The gospel that's appointed for this day is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Now Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slave of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. As you hear this parable is filled with a probing question for our world today. People ask, why is it that bad things happen? People wonder why there is suffering and pain when God is a good God. We wonder, why is it that the weeds grow among the wheat? The parable really doesn't answer that question. And I wish I had a better answer of why these things happen. We always want to know why. We want that explanation. In some ways, we want to have that mind of God to be able to understand and to look and go, "Oh, I get it. I see." The parable doesn't really answer that question for us. It doesn't give us a nice, simple answer. It doesn't alleviate all concerns. but rather just puts forth the notion that this is the way the world is. As we hear this parable, I think it's a strange parable to hear, but also to ask, well, what does this mean for us? And I think in some ways, part of the answer of what it means for us, it's a parable that reminds us that we need to let God be God. Listen again to that statement. I think it reminds us that we need to let God be God. The parable, what happens, isn't that Jesus sends people out to tear out the weeds. That's what the people want to do. And in some ways, I think it echoes in our society today. How many times do we know people that people are so anxious, they want to root out all evil, however they define evil, right? And in our culture today, it's people have chosen sides, good versus evil, us versus them. And it's always us wanting to go and to pull up the them, whichever side you're on, right? But notice what happens. When the workers are so eager to say, let us go and pull up this bad seed. Let us pull up the evil ones, the sinfulness in our society. Notice what Jesus says. The person that owns the field, God, in essence, says to the workers, no, don't. I don't want you to go and pull it up right now. He does say there will be a time, and that time is at harvest. And when the disciples who are confused about this parable, right? Because Jesus tells them the parable, and then later, after the crowds go away, because notice he tells this parable with the crowds all around, and then the disciples, after the crowds go away, and they go into the house, they're almost like, okay, we didn't want to ask this in front of everyone, Jesus. We don't get it. Tell us what it means. And Jesus says the harvest is at the end of time. Jesus says there will come a time at the end when there will be judgment and the good will be gathered and the bad will be gathered. The bad will be burned and, you know, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth and the good gathered into God's barns. But notice in the in-between time, the time right now, the time of us living and seeking to live out our faith, Jesus doesn't say, go and pull up those roots. Pull up the evil seed. And part of it is because it's hard to discern. Most experts think that the weed, the word for weed here, references a specific weed, darnel, which looks like wheat when it begins to sprout up. And at early stages and early on, it's hard to tell which is the good and which is the bad. Only at the end, only when it comes to fruition, is it clear what is what. Jesus is saying, be patient. Because sometimes in your exuberance, sometimes in your desire to pull up the evil ones, to pull up the bad seeds, you may pull up some wheat as well. No, it's okay. Let them grow together. And then at the end, there will be a harvest, a separating. And some way God is saying to the workers who are us, it's not your place to judge. It's not your place to discern some of these things. It's okay that it happens in this way. Because what we don't want to do is accidentally pull up that wheat so it's not harvested at the end. Because we may never know. We may think we're doing a good thing, but we may actually be pulling wheat up instead of an evil one, because we may not be able to discern the difference. We may not be able to completely know, because, like I said, part of this parable is to let God be God. God's the one who knows the hearts of people. God's the one that ultimately knows. We may think we know, but the reality is we really don't, because we're not God. I mean, after all, in some ways, that's the core of the Ten Commandments, right? You shall have no other gods before me. And the most obvious choice for another god is we want to make ourselves into that. We want to be the one who's judge. We want to be the one to say, oh, that's a bad seed. That's a bad seed. That's a good seed. I mean, see that. If you want an example, go pull up Facebook, right? Social media. How often do we see people on each side of the political divide? Their side is absolutely right and the other side is absolutely wrong. Jesus says, no, hold on. We have this both and that's okay. Because the reality of life is we don't journey with people who are always just like us. We journey through the good and the bad. We journey with good seed and bad seed. And then what we do is let God be God and let God sort it all out. And for us to do what we can. In some ways, part of these snippets is this notion of being intentional, of reflecting upon the Word, so that in our own life, we seek to allow that Word to grow and to spread, to be that good seed. You don't have to worry about the bad seed, but allow the fruit in your own life to develop, to come forth, to show that kindness to others. Because you know what? You may look and you may think that's a bad seed. And if all you ever do is express judgment, condemnation, disgust, how are they going to know the love of God? Maybe by reaching out, listening, maybe by caring and welcoming people unlike us, they may experience the grace of God and know the transforming power of the gospel. And it may be one of those things where that which we thought was a weed actually is wheat and will grow up and will bear much fruit. The text challenges us in a way to be content with the world as it is. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And we journey in life, trusting that God is with us through all of this. After all, Jesus says, doesn't God let the rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous? God knows that there are people of every stripe. And part of it is for us to remember that we aren't God and let God be God. And for us to just journey through this field that's filled with weed and weeds and not try to be the one that discerns and judges, but just try to live that life and trust that God is with us through everything. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, you are patient beyond our understanding and merciful beyond our deserving. When we are quick to judge others, teach us humility. When we become discouraged by the presence of evil and suffering, strengthen our trust in your coming kingdom. Help us grow as faithful wheat in your field, rooted in grace, nourished by your love. Give us wisdom to practice compassion, courage to resist evil, and hope in the promise that your justice and mercy will prevail. May we shine with the light of Christ and bear fruit for the healing of the world. In your holy name, for you are the sower, the redeemer, and the Lord of harvest, we pray all of this. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.